ओम शांति। सभी अपने अपने स्थानों पर स्थित हो जाएंगे और हम सबके समक्ष आदरणीय सूरज भाई जी उपस्थित है। एक बार एक हाथ की ताली से हम स्वागत करते हैं।
एंड वी विल वेलकम हिम विद
हम परिचय सभी जानते हैं।
वी ऑल नो द इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ सूर्य भाई जी। He is one of the great Raja Yogi and with his experiment he has given many solutions to many problems of different souls. So at a very young age, in 64, he got this knowledge of Brahma Kumari. And in 68, he surrendered himself. He is the in charge of kitchen department in all three campuses of Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar, Pandav Bhavan and Shantivan. Also, we listen to your lectures from TV, YouTube, etc. and we all benefit ourselves. So we will listen to such special Suraj Bhai Ji, and today's topic is the method of avyakt meeting with Bab Dada. Om Shanti. First of all, everyone please stay in your self-respect that I am very fortunate in this world. In all four ages, because God Himself is happy with me. He is happy with me. He is ready to give everything to me. Let's talk to ourselves. What do I get from him? What do I need to get from him? He has come to give us the sovereignty of the world of heaven to his great souls. He has come with great, big status. Now we have to decide, what do I need to receive from him? Let's everyone go inside and create thoughts. This beautiful opportunity should not go from my hand. Whatever we want, we receive it for the whole kalpa. Let me take you to something. Baba is sowing the seed for our whole kalpa. Whatever sanskars we make at this time, the reward is now, but it will also transform into our sanskars, and that will go with us for birth after birth. You must have heard every time that on today's day, Baba showers us with his bright rays. If we stay concentrated, today's day can become the day of blessing for us. We have all seated here today. Baba is present here. We feel his powerful energy that is spreaded in all four directions, and that energy liberates us from all mental, physical vices. It destroys our burden of mind. So let's take another self-respect, and everyone has to practice that. That talk to yourself. I am a victorious soul for kalpa after kalpa. I am a victorious jewel. At this time, Baba gives us His all the powers and He gives us the blessing of victory. May you become conqueror of Maya. We used to study in our young age that it is easy to win against soldiers, but it is not easy to conquer the vices. It is more difficult, but it is only difficult. It was difficult because we did not know the path to conquer it. Now that we know the path, we can conquer Maya easily. Now let's create a thought. I am Master Almighty Authority. I am more powerful than Maya. Let's create this deep feeling. I have to conquer Maya. Let's create this powerful thought. Maya is weak. I am the Master Almighty Authority, the most powerful one. I have godly powers with me. You accept it. I have the knowledge to conquer Maya, and that knowledge is given by the ocean of knowledge himself. I have to conquer Maya. I have to become victorious jewel. I have to give the donation of purity to this world. Om Shanti. With this practice, our feelings will be awakened. Now everyone accept this second truth. I have the power to conquer Maya. Yes, I do have it. We have to awaken it. Our powers are in the dormant form inside. We awaken it and then it works. I am a victorious jewel. So you create this thought with true heart and you will get the powers to conquer Maya and you will be victorious. And it is very important. Baba has told us this thing earlier. If someone has even slightest trace of any vices inside them, at the last time, before Maya goes away, it will come in full force. And at that time, whatever whatever trace of vices we have, it will become huge. So when during the time of Corona, those who had desires in them, those who had not finished, those who had not finished vices with the power of yoga, they went into the old world during Corona. So we increase the power of mind, we increase the divinity of our intellect as well. And third, self-respect. So at least once a day, I am a viceless soul of the deity clan. You practice this self-respect and put it in your form, and then your divinity will be awakened. Everyone knows the end of golden age, the population will be 2 crores, and at the end of silver age it will be 10 crores. So many souls will come. So we all have to invoke these souls. We have to invoke these souls. And if we stay in that self-respect and intoxication that I am a deity soul, I am a viceless deity soul. So this 2 crores to 10 crores souls will awaken their sanskars of purity, and they will run to centers to meet God. This is the answer to those whose service is not increasing. You increase your self-respect. The deity souls are waiting the time for God meeting is being finished. It's finishing very soon. Some think that it's only 9 to 10 lakhs souls right now. How will those crores of souls will emerge? Baba has said, Baba is making effort and making children to make effort to become king and queens. Once kings and queens are ready, their subjects will come overnight. It will not take long. And that will be the time of revelation. So let's go once again. I am a pure soul, a deity soul. Let's stabilize ourselves in the self-respect. Now stay in your self-respect. No matter if your purity is little less, but you stay in the self-respect that I am a viceless deity soul. You see your deity form in front of you, very divine form. It is me. So you create this thought with true heart. It is me. It is my form. I was like that and I will become like that. Now see the Sun of Knowledge up above. He is the ocean of purity. The pure rays are coming out from him, and I am absorbing those rays. You feel that he is showering the pure rays onto me. Pure vibrations are imbibing in me. Om Shanti. We will think about something else today. We have to charge our mind and intellect. We have listened in Baba's Murli that our battery is almost discharged, is 2 to 4% left. Just how we eat and sleep and take shower to charge our body. If someone just keeps on working without having food, we know what would happen to this body. We have used this mind and intellect for all 4 ages. The power of mind and intellect is also decreasing. We have been listening to scriptures and reciting the shlokas and everything, but the mind and intellect have not been charged. So mind will be charged with manmana bhava. But even simpler than that, mind will be charged with great thoughts, create very powerful thoughts, and you will get from Muralis and also from self-respect, and in solitude you get it in solitude as well. So it has come in Murli just once in 1974, and it was like this. The power of thoughts is the energy to create fortune. And it was just that one line. I didn't understand it completely, but I still noted it down. That power of thoughts is the power of creating fortune. And in Avyakta Murli, the whole science is there. We know that every thought creates an energy. There is no thought that goes waste. With good thoughts, there is good energy which goes in brain and in body, in all 4 directions. So to the extent that you have great thoughts, there will be greater energy generated, our stage will become elevated, our actions will become elevated, and our fortune will become elevated. The basis of all things is our thoughts. So you create your mind every day in the morning with elevated, beautiful thoughts. As soon as we open our eyes, first 10 minutes creates our fortune based on our thoughts. Because at that time, our subconscious mind is awakened to the extent that we create beautiful thoughts in the morning for first 5-10 minutes. Our mind will be charged and it will charge our body as well. You have heard, Baba has said, while reciting the Avyakt Murli once, Baba just sit on the stage like that. Baba did not have spectacles. Baba did not have a stick. Baba did not take the back rest, Brahma Baba. Now we take back rest, we have glasses and everything, so everyone listen to it. So those whose health is not good, listen to this. This is all the influence of subtle powers. Brahma Baba had very much subtle powers. It goes in brain and reached to body, and so he was healthy. Those who stay unhealthy, they fill their mind with powerful, beautiful thoughts. So the body will be healthy. It's not that you just cry to Baba, Baba, why did you give me such unhealthy body? No, you thank your body. So to whatever you give thanks to, that energy will increase. So you keep right hand to whatever organ of your body and say thank you. So you put your hand on liver and say thank you, and it will heal. So at least until 8 in the morning, you keep your mind charged with beautiful thoughts that I am very fortunate, I am very powerful, I am so fortunate that God Himself comes to teach me. The self-respect will charge me. You have to charge your intellect. And your intellect is your wisdom, power of wisdom. We keep our wisdom in the intellect, and that wisdom is increased with godly versions, which is Murli. So Murli gives us wisdom. Murli makes our path easy. Murli makes us energetic. Murli makes us concentrated. Murli makes our problems and situations become light. It's not enough that you just listen to Murli on phone or on YouTube. You go to center and listen to Murli. You sit in solitude and just get engrossed in love with Baba's versions. So we charge our intellect as well. You make your intellect divine. So let's move further. It will be time for traffic control. So what do we achieve in this confluence age so that it goes with us for the whole Kalpa, all four ages? Let's go to the subtle world and invite Baba to come with us. In a second, I am beyond the sky. I am in the subtle world. In front of me, Bab Dada is sitting on the lotus seat. Just see it very clearly. See his form very clearly. He is putting his hand on my head. He's giving me drishti.
योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज चलना है घर वापस अब तो यही ज्ञान का कार योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा
सभी सुंदर संकल्प कर देंगे
Everyone create this beautiful thought that to receive everything from Baba, I have to make effort with all my 20 nails. Baba has come to give us everything, and he is telling us, in front of me, child, you get everything from me. Baba is saying, child, you get everything you want from me. Baba put a tilak on my forehead and he says, and he's saying with saying that you ask with right whatever you want. Baba has come as an innocent Lord. He's giving us blessings and he's ready to give us blessings today. He's the bestower of blessings. Baba put his hand on my head and he said, Tathastu, and then I come down. Om Shanti. So every day, everyone charge your mind and intellect in the morning, otherwise you will stay hungry if you don't charge. And then when there will be any problems or situations come in life, when the disease will harass you, when there is any account will come to us, you will feel weak to your self. So I want you to create a thought in front of Baba. Let me give you the thought, then we'll go to Baba. We will not get disturbed in small things. We will finish the habit of worrying in small things. Though, if God Himself is worrying about us, then why would we worry about ourselves? In today's Murli, Baba said, you give all your burdens to me. And remember one of this Baba's versions that has given me lot of happiness. Baba who has come to take the burden of the whole world, would he not take the burden of his children? It's right. The father has come to remove the burden of the whole world, would he not remove the burden of his children? So I'll give you one small method, and from today onwards, all Brahmin souls will practice this at night. It's just about 3 to 5 minutes. Whatever thought is disturbing you, whatever is worrying your mind, whatever your mind is upset for, you write a letter to God, the friend. Baba, today my mind is disturbed with this. You just take it away. You write to Baba. And you become carefree and sleep. And you feel that whatever you have given to Baba, He has taken it. So it may not happen that it will happen right away, but it may take some time, but it will definitely happen. So there is a story for Sudama. He was begging for his children. Nobody was giving him anything. Rukmani asked Shri Krishna, "Why are you not helping him?" Rukmani said, "He is hungry today, and why are you waiting for the time?" He said, "You help him now." So Rukmani blessed him that Sudama went to someone and there was a party going on, and he gave kheer for him and the whole family, and he was very happy. So he went home with the kheer and he stuck to something and the kheer fell away. So Shri Krishna said to Rukmani, "The time has not come yet." So same way, whatever we tell Baba, it might take some days, but it is not possible that Baba would not help us. Baba will definitely help us. Raise your hands if you will write to Baba every day. We have to make this life light. We have to lead easy life. We have to make this life very easy. We have to enjoy this alaukic life. We use Baba. He is ready to help us every moment. Everyone must have listened to Baba's versions carefully. Baba has come to give you help. You have to know how to take help from him. So in many situations, problems, you invoke Baba. You tell Baba, "Baba, you have to do this. He is our friend. He is our God, the friend. And he will do it." So I have experience every day. Sometimes I have very magical experience. Don't keep your burden in your mind. How will it happen? What will happen? You call Baba every day. Call him 5 times and you will experience. Baba will come running with our calling, and you experience 1,000 experiences of his help. You experience him every day. As soon as you go out, you invoke Baba. As soon as you open your shop, invoke Baba. As soon as you go listen to Murli, call Baba. As soon as you go out for service, call Baba. As soon as you start to eat, call Baba and feel that Dada is coming. Now for few moments, invoke Bab Dada in your home. And with that, the energy will become very powerful in your home. Take your intellect up. Bab Dada is in front of you. You invite him with lot of love. Hey, the companion of my heart. The one who is making me great, who is awakening my fortune, you leave your your world and come to our home incorporeal.
देखो पाप दादा अपने तेज के साथ अपनी शक्तियों के साथ घर में खड़े हैं.
So see, Bab Dada is standing in his in our house with his light. His energy is filling in the whole house. He is giving drishti. Hold his hand and you move around the whole house with him.
मन के बोझ सारे बाबा को सुनाकर अर्पित करते हैं.
You surrender all your burdens to Baba. Now Baba is in front of me. His hand is above my head. He has taken all my burdens. He has made me completely light. And he is giving me drishti. He went back to his world. Om Shanti. So we did in very less time. We will have very good experience. Whenever there is any situation, these days there is bad energy, black magic happening in today's world a lot. You remember immediately that I am a master, almighty authority. I am Shiv Shakti. You invoke Baba, come. Any bad energy will be destroyed immediately. In front of Baba's energy, no other energy can stay. Now you feel again that I have to get the blessing, great blessings from Baba. In the path of devotion, we used to ask, Hey, O God, give my children wisdom. But there is no wisdom, there is no divine intellect among us. So to make our intellect divine is very important. So to make the intellect free from waste, those who keep waste in their intellect can never get the blessing of powerful intellect. Their intellect will remain mediocre. So if we want to have powerful intellect for all 84 births, then you have to save your intellect from waste. and fill the intellect with knowledge and self-respect, and then intellect will be filled with blessings. Such intellect will benefit the world. Such intellect will make many intellectual, and we have to get such intellect in the confluence age, and it will stay with us for all four ages. There is another thing in life, that you get success at every step. Everyone knows, those who are in the field, sometimes you don't receive success even if you work hard, and sometimes you receive success easily. You get the blessing from Baba of success. It is Baba's version. Those children who stay in their intoxication of Master Almighty authority, success moves around with them. So you practice this at least 108 times in the morning. I am Master Almighty authority. Success is my birthright, and your doors to success will open for all time. So you make your time worthwhile. Everyone cannot do it. Today Baba told us about four garlands. First garland is of those who make great effort, and those who spend time in wasteful things. So you have to make your time worthwhile while you are working. That is another thing. But if you waste your time in yours and minds and desires, that is waste of time, and their success will be destroyed. Third thing Baba said, which is very deep, those who use all treasures in a worthwhile way will receive the blessings of being success. Every human being need wealth in every birth. We will remember Baba's elevated version for today and for future. Those who have the wealth of knowledge, they will not have hard time earning physical wealth. If you have wealth of knowledge, physical knowledge will come with you. So we increase the knowledge. We donate these jewels of knowledge. You fill your intellect with these jewels of knowledge, and your wealth, you will be wealthy for birth after birth. Every human being need elevated fortune. So some don't have success, some loses their wealth, some stays poor, and people say their fortune is not with them. Their fortune is like that. So you don't have to hear that. So this is the time. Those who will shine their fortune in this age, their fortune will be shining for the whole kalpa. So method to create your fortune is by mind, words and intellect, with service by mine. So this is the time to create fortune. I have seen such children, Baba's children who are poor. So one brother just took 7-day course and left the body. Whatever he had in his pocket, he just surrendered everything to the sisters. And sister said, just keep us half, don't keep give everything. But he gave everything to the sisters, and from that day he became wealthy. So God doesn't need money, but he wants to make fortune of his children by using his their money in a worthwhile way. So one last important thing. So you imbibe the sanskars of donor. It's not about just wealth. We have to give respect. We have to give others love. We have to give others powers. We have to make others worthy. You give and give, and it will increase. These sanskars of donating will help you birth after birth. So today is Baba Milan, and it will be very happy moments for us. We create thought. We have listened to all the Murlis sitting in this hall. So I used to spend 4 hours and very energetic moment, and it is still the same time when you listen to the Murli. You just see Baba in front of you. In the body of Gulzar Dadi, the son of knowledge is sitting. He is relating the Murli. It's a great opportunity to keep our mind focused, experience between that. The rays of Sun of Knowledge is falling on me. The energy is falling on me. Every elevated version is giving us energy. So whatever you listen, you imbibe that in your heart. And from today's Murli, at least one thing from today's Murli, you imbibe it for your life. And you must have surrendered all your burdens to Baba, and every night you give your burdens to Baba. Just remember, God is taking care of me, so I don't have to worry about myself, and we will feel our appearance with his elevated versions today. That is my good wishes. Om Shanti.
चरण।